Mook Honig is kindly with us for a kōrero today. Mook is from Ngāti Manuhere. And they are hoha about a drop in funding to WorkSafe, who's planning to pull out of funding safety programs which will impact the high-risk forestry industry. ACC funds WorkSafe, and they're reducing the overall amount of funds that ACC allocates to injury prevention initiatives. Mook Honig about that one. Tēnā koe, Mook. It's good to have you back. Hoki mai.
Tēnā koe, te o morena tātou.
Kia ora. Look, it's our people, sadly, who are injured and tragically killed in the forests. I say that because the majority of circumstances are Ngāi Māori who are injured in workplace accidents in the bush. What's prompted you to go public about your disappointment, I guess, at this move by ACC to not fund WorkSafe in the way that they have previously? Mook, bring us up to speed from your end, please.
Yeah, as you probably know, Dale, you know, I've got a long history in it with forestry, right from a very young age, and managed and owned large harvesting crews in that, and Te Tairāwhiti, Te Tilku, Northland, Tairāwhiti, Central North Island, and have seen, you know, better than anyone, or as good as anyone, on the real impacts that that it has on our people that are working within this industry. So I'm really concerned about that, because the majority of the people working, especially in the harvesting sector, in those two areas that are going to be impacted on in the first instance, the North and Te Tairāwhiti, with this reduction in funding, are our own people. 30 to 40% of our people are involved in the forestry workforce, and the number that they're leaving out is that that is a, probably predominantly all in the harvesting sector, which is out on the cutover, so to speak, on the ground where the most risk of injury and fatal injury, I might add, on our people that are working in that area. So I'm really concerned about the withdrawal of the funding. This is ACC, and I don't think WorkSafe is a regulatory body that was put together to look after everyone in the different industries, especially in those areas. And then to have the Forest Industry Safety Council funding being reduced by WorkSafe, it's just not on. These guys that are working out on that on the cutover and that in the environment, the Tairāwhiti, is most of their logging or their harvesting is in adverse conditions. It's steep, long steep, what we call, which has to be all harvested by predominantly cable operations, which are the most dangerous. You can only mechanise so many of the harvesting operations with machinery. When you're in terrain that steep, you can't use machinery on to help the individuals and help the workforce. Well, then you're down to the man on the chainsaw and the man on the ground. And, of course, cable logging is the most dangerous area. You've got guys under wire ropes. You've got 600-metre pools. You're spanning gorges and puke. So the same goes in the north. You have a condition in the north that is short steep and long steep, as we refer to in the harvesting sector and the planning operations. And then you also have a condition with the soil in that in the north. As soon as that gets any moisture in that on, it becomes doubly dangerous. So all in all, we have a large Māori workforce out on the cutover, predominantly risking their lives every day. And I'm really appalled that the funding is going to impact on the regulatory bodies and the councils and the forest owners that are supposed to be overseeing the safety and that of those individuals so they can go home safely at night. And by and large, that's Māori family, so I'm very disturbed about that.
Tēnā koe, as we all should be. So initially I thought it was to do with Ngāti Manuhere and forestry, but quite obviously you have a great level of experience in the sector also. Are you privy to why ACC's reduced the funding for injury prevention initiatives?
Yeah, well, you know, if this is one of the latest reforms in that the coalition government is going through, I'm really disturbed with that, as would be a lot of other people. ACC, you know, they're funding infrastructure investment and a whole lot of other things, and obviously over the last few years they've had instances such as Pike River, COVID, Whakaari, for example, and also the impact of all of the flooding and everything down on the east coast and up north in other areas. So I'm really disturbed that ACC at the top, I guess, and the Crown are looking at withdrawing this funding down through the different tiers of involvement that's going to impact on the people on the ground.
I'm pleased that you're able to speak so authoritatively on the space here, Mook. Thank you. What else can we do to perhaps put pressure on ACC to ensure that injury prevention is at the forefront of the expectation, especially for new workers in the forestry sector? It's a super dangerous job. In fact, I think it's the most dangerous job in New Zealand, is it not, Mook?
It used to be. It used to qualify as the second most dangerous job in New Zealand, and that was tree felling, manually falling tree, second to flying aircraft. And so I still think that it's right up there. It probably is in the first two or three dangerous jobs in New Zealand. But it's an everyday thing. You know, over $6 billion of revenue comes in and has contributed to the annual gross income of forestry to the economy. So you would think that ACC and the like would see it as really important that you know, without the guys on the ground and that harvesting and that Māori people contributing to that sector and others, well, then that economy is in danger. So the forest councils and the overseas interests that have cutting rights in that in this country, they need to all look at themselves and they need to put pressure on the on ACC and WorkSafe and the Crown to actually not take funding in that away. It's actually to increase it. I think it's actually really very minimal when you look at the $1.1 to $2 million that AC has taken off the Forestry Industry Safety Council. I think that's minimal. That should be a lot higher than that anyway. You know, so I think we need to put pressure on the Crown and ask for some more information on why they're doing this. And on, you know, which is obviously ACC.
Yeah, tēnā koe, Mook. What about other matters on the Manuhiri bench? Brother, bring us up to speed quickly about some of the work that Ngāti Manuhiri are trying to advance.
Yeah, we're trying to advance. Obviously, we have a new government. That government has a term of 3 years, so we're trying to work with that government as best we can. In and around without marginalising or compromising our own set of values and that who we are as Ngāti Manuhiri. We have some interesting kaupapa in that going on, obviously, with the announcement of the fisheries minister, you know, putting a lot of effort into aquaculture and all of that. We have a we've been identifying the different areas within Manuhiri, and one of those is aquaculture and on-site farming, if you like, or fish farming and the like, and kaimoana farming. So that's we're really excited about all of that. And the other one, obviously, is that we're looking at investing in building a new kura in the area alongside the Crown. We have an application in that's been sitting with the Ministry of Education for some time now, and help people. You know, obviously, it's one of the most expanding areas of Tāmaki is up in our area, Ngaruhi of Mahurangi, Warkworth. So we want to make sure that all those people, communities that are coming into our area have a good understanding of our own manuhiri, tanga and culture within the framework of where we live. And that's why we want to invest in a school there, in a kura there. And not least, but of all, one of the other exciting things is that tourism seems to be coming back. And we want to be at the forefront of that in our beautiful rohe and keep our people inspired by being able to work in that within the sector. And obviously our marine space is really important to us. If the marine environment is not healthy, well then the whenua is also affected in that space. So we have a lot of programs going on, as you know, with the kalupa virus, I call it, of the seaweed. And looking after the marine environment and protecting our own space and our own mana mutahaki within our own area and our own space. We don't devolve that to anyone else other than ourselves. So it's our responsibility to uphold all those things.
Always inspiring to have a kōrero with you, Mook. Thanks very much for sharing some whakaaro with our peeps again today. And all the best with the mahi going forward, brother.
Yeah, kia ora. Thank you, Dale.
Thank you.
Tēnā koe.
Thanks, Mook.